All right, and we're back. Another episode of LP2SP. Today, you're in for episode 6. Danny, tell them what they're in for.
All right. Well, we're going to look at our top 3 shows that we watched over quarantine. It's been 6 months now, and there's been a lot of binge watching going on.
Yes, yes.
Yes, there has. And so I'm going to start off with you, John. I want to know your number 3. What was your third favorite show that you binge watched so far over quarantine?
So I'm going to start it off with an anime. And this anime is called Haikyuu. And interestingly enough, it's about volleyball. It starts out with two protagonists going into high school and joining the high school volleyball team. And honestly, I've never been interested in volleyball, but honestly, the way this anime works and the way it develops characters, it really just drew me in, and I became like a little bit of a volleyball fanatic afterwards. So if you're looking for a show, it is on Netflix. I highly suggest you check it out, just check out something new, and I think most people will really like it, because I have no interest in volleyball before going into it, but afterwards I really did love it, and I really do love the characters. So if there's any more new seasons coming out, which there will be, I will definitely be watching it also. How about you, Danny?
What's
your number 3rd?
I want to ask you some questions about this first.
Oh, go ahead.
There's been 3 seasons, you say. And not only are you not a volleyball person, you're not a sports person at all, John. That's
not
why
it's
surprising to me.
Yeah.
So are you going to watch volleyball more now? Are you going to play volleyball? Like, what's going on here?
I tried. It was not interesting to me.
Okay. So the show is fun to watch.
The show is fun to watch, and I am more interested in, like, the rules of volleyball. And, but actually watching a volleyball game, it is more interesting to me now, just because I understand the game more. But would I watch an entire volleyball game in entirety and learn all the players and become, like, a fan for a team?
So that's Haikyuu, HAIKYUU on Netflix?
Yeah, and 2 exclamation points.
And I'm not a big anime guy, so do you think I would like it, or?
Yes, I do think that you'd probably like it. Yeah, I don't think you're into the volleyball either, Danny, but I think you'd like it.
I'm not into volleyball, but I definitely enjoy sports.
Yeah.
So my number 3 is a show that I think everyone had watched except for me. I knew I would like it, but I was kind of saving it a little. And what better time than quarantine to just dive right in? There's been 3 seasons of it so far. It's on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, and it is Rick and Morty.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Rick and Morty, it lived up the hype for me. I love Back to the Future. It's one of my favorite movies. It's the creator of it, I think, loved Back to the Future as well. Dan Harmon has done a lot of awesome animated stuff. And it's, so Rick is like the doc, right, from Back to the Future?
Yeah, I mean, it's based on him, yeah.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of similarities. But he's basically, Back in the Future, they weren't related, but in this series, they are.
Yeah, so they're related, and Rick is definitely even crazier than Doc and Back.
Yeah, he's notched up a couple more levels, but it makes it so great.
So it's like it's kind of a cynical show, but it also it has a lot of heart and a lot of really funny scenes, and then. I love science fiction, and so I knew I would like it because it's got science fiction plus comedy, like Back to the Future.
Right.
And it's like a whole different take where there's a lot of time travel, which I love anything that has to do with time travel. And it's just like, I don't know, there's so much philosophical, psychological, like.
Yeah, I've seen this show. It's probably up there in my favorites also. Honestly, I love like how each one has like some theme that you wouldn't necessarily think of or doesn't appear very often in the other shows. So Yeah, I'm there with you on that.
Yeah, so
And
I've.
What else do you like
Well,
about the show?
I mean, it's one of those shows that if you start watching it, it's a perfect binge watch show because if you start watching it, it's a quick, easy watch. I think the episodes are only like 20 minutes on Netflix, or it's not on Netflix, but it's wherever you watched it. I think it's just one of those shows that you can watch three, four episodes in one night and you're just gonna find yourself laughing your ass off and also pondering some deep thoughts, which I
Yeah.
like.
And so I also have some interesting, information about that show if you aren't really familiar with it. If you're watching the show, always be sure to watch after the credits because there's always a little video at the end of it, which ties in the rest of the episode, which is really funny. And also, if you're not familiar with the person who created it, he actually was very interested. I mean, he was a fan of Rick and sorry, of Ren and Stimpy growing up, which if you ever watch the series, you'll notice like little hints and references to the show that he loved as a kid. And if you're from our generation, you probably are familiar with Ren and Stimpy also.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Ren and Stimpy guy, but I did watch it somewhat when I was a kid. I have actually a little Ren impression if you want to hear it.
Let's hear it. I'm eager for this.
All right, let me clear my throat. Here we go.
Stimpy, you idiot.
That's
All
amazing.
right.
That's amazing.
All right, so
Yeah.
Rick and Morty, that's my number three. What's your number two, John?
All right, my number two would be Cobra Kai. All right, so if you've ever watched a movie from your childhood, Karate Kid, it's
Yeah.
based on those characters and it's set 34 years afterwards. So I don't know, for a lot of people in our generation, it's very iconic. But it's a great show. It kind of follows the antagonist from the first movie, the kid who is like the villain against Ralph Macchio's character. But it kind of builds on that, and you learn to root for all the characters throughout the series. So it's really great. It tugs at a lot of emotional heartstrings, and it's very nostalgic. Like it really brings a lot back. So I highly recommend it. You should definitely check it out. Cobra Kai, you can watch it now on Netflix. It was originally a series on YouTube Red, but you can watch it on Netflix now, and they are going to be launching season three in a bit. So, yeah, if
So
you want to binge watch it and get on the train, definitely should.
how's Daniel's son looking these days?
You know what? He looks a little bit aged, but
Aged.
yeah,
What about
but he looks
the
good. I mean, oh, he looks very aged. He looks like he's come across some very hard times in real life and in the actual series. So
That's
it
unfortunate.
does work out well because yeah, it looks like he's been battered up a bit in
And do they have the do they play the song "You're the Best Around"?
No, unfortunately, I don't think they did, but they might have. It does hit all like those little things that you forgot about from the movie that once you see them, it brings it all back.
Well,
And
no Mr. Miyagi, right?
huh?
No more Mr. Miyagi.
No, it's unfortunately not.
Is
But
it flashbacks?
there are flashbacks to him, and then there are like beautiful reminders from and. They do bring him up every now and then. So, yeah, it is very respectful of the original movie and the original cast, the ones that aren't there anymore. And it kind of like paying tribute, but at the same time building on it. So, it wasn't something that I thought I would like. My expectations were really low, but I honestly binge watched this in 1 to 2 days. So, it is good.
Nice, I'm gonna check it out.
For sure. All right. So, what's your number two, Danny? Let's get it.
Number two is gonna be another show that was very much hyped by the critics, liked it. I heard a lot of people talking about it over the years. It premiered in 2014 on FX. And it's one of these shows that's it's kind of a anthology series. It's got black comedy, it's got crime. And that is the show Fargo.
Awesome.
Fargo, if you're familiar with the movie Fargo, it was
the Coen Brothers, right?
Yeah, Coen Brothers, one of my favorite directors. It's an amazing movie, Fargo. You should definitely check it out if you haven't seen it. It was nominated for Best Picture. It's so the first season is executive produced by the Coen Brothers, and it's got the same comedy wit, dry humor with that action and like No Country for Old Men kind of action, you know?
Awesome.
And yeah, so the first season, it's got Billy Bob Thornton, and it's got Tom Hanks' son, Colin Hanks, who does a good job, I must say. And the main guy is Martin Freeman in it. Martin Freeman, you're the Lord of the Rings guy, right?
Yeah, he played the Hobbit. Okay. And, you know, he's in a lot of great English comedies also, so.
Yeah, so in the Fargo, there's a lot of comedic actors that are playing serious roles, but then also a lot of comedy in it as well. And Billy Bob Thornton in season one is like amazing. Like if you watch this show, like at the end of every episode, you're like, okay, I have to watch the next one. It's like the perfect binge show.
So it's an anthology, right? So each season's kind of like a standalone basically.
Right. So like True Detective, like how each season there's like a different cast, but there's loosely connected.
Right.
That's the case here. I don't want to give up too much, but.
Maybe you can tell me like which one was your favorite though of three.
Yeah, it's tough because I liked all three. Third one definitely is the worst out of the three, just because I think the ending is not as good.
Really?
Yeah, but it's still really good. It's still worth watching. It's got Ewan McGregor and.
I think he even won an award for that role.
Yeah, he's much deserved because like he plays two roles in that. He plays like. The main character and the main character's brother, and it kind of goes through their relationship, and each season has a lot of twists and turns and things that you don't see coming. And season two is actually just as good as, if not better, as season one. And it also, of course, has some science fiction mystery elements. I didn't like it as much in the movie Fargo, because the story, the way it is enough. Like you don't even need anything else. Like it's that like exciting. And then season two is kind of like, I don't know, like Godfather-esque. It's really
awesome.
Good. Yeah. So I definitely recommend Fargo, and that's my number two. So John, what is your number one show that you binge watched over this last 6 months?
Number one on my list would be Schitt's Creek. And honestly, it's probably one of the best shows I've seen.
Huh? At the Emmys, it cleaned up.
It did clean up, and for good reason, because it is awesome. I got to tell you, it's about, if you're not familiar with the series, you should watch it. It's about a wealthy family that loses it all and has to move to a rural part of America to start all over, basically. And it's really interesting. You wouldn't think you'd be attached to these characters. They're kind of superficial Kardashian type characters, but you really do grow to love them because they are really well developed along the way and really, really well thought out. Some of the best relationships are in there. And it's a comedy, but it has a lot of drama in there also. I highly recommend it. It's developed by Eugene Levy and his son.
So I know his son is gay, right?
Yes, that is true.
Is he gay on the show or is it just
he's also gay in the show, and actually he's not gay actually in the show. I'll take that back. He's I guess pansexual is what the term would be. His sexual preference isn't really defined so well. He's sexually fluid, I guess you would say. But he's involved in various relationships. But I think his final partner is probably, it is a gay relationship. And it is probably one of the most beautiful relationships, period. Not just in terms of homosexual relationships I've seen on
How so? What made it so such a beautiful relationship?
It's just very realistic in terms of the way the characters are developed, and in terms of their expectations of each other and their journey together, it just feels very natural, and you're just constantly rooting for them. And I don't know how else to explain it besides you watching it, but it is really great.
I'm gonna watch that show because I've heard a lot about it too.
Yeah, definitely. If you want to watch with the family, I gotta warn you though, the first season does seem a little slow, so watch it out. And once you get to the second season though, you'll be in it. And the first season isn't actually that slow though. It's just all character development, and nice. You don't realize it until you watch through it again. But it really is. It really is interesting how it plays out. Because some shows, you're like, oh, the first season isn't good. And you'll watch it again, and you're like, yeah, that first season was not good. But it did get a lot better. But watching the first season again, I'm like, wow, it really does kind of develop it. And it's not hard to watch the first season if I did try to watch it again. So I definitely recommend it. It's really fun. The characters are really well thought out. And the costume design is amazing also. Like the clothes that they wear. I mean, you just have to get into it, but that is my number one. And Danny, what is your number one?
All right. So my number one is a show that one of the best shows I've seen in a while. Right up my alley, you know what it is. It's science fiction. It's a kind of also a thriller. It's written and directed by Alex Garland, who is one of my favorite creators. The guy did Ex Machina, which is another great movie.
Yeah, I love that show. I mean, I love that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. And they did Annihilation, which I liked as well. The ending I didn't like as much, but overall was a good movie. And then The Beach, starring Leonardo DiCaprio back in the day. And so his show that he did, it's actually a mini series, so it's only the one season. So you don't have to, you know, watch 3-4 seasons here. It's a small commitment. And that is Devs. Devs, D-E-V-S on FX. Yeah. Fargo was also an FX show. So FX is getting the job done.
Based on his body of work, I'm assuming this show makes you think a lot too also then.
Oh yeah. So this show, it honestly blew my mind. Like it blew my effing mind from the start to the finish. So it's like the main character is Lily Chan, and she is a software engineer from this company called Amaya, which is like this quantum computing company. And she's trying to get into, and she gets trying to get into this special department called Devs Developments. And the person who runs Devs is a character named Forrest, and that is played by Nick Offerman. Nick Offerman of
Awesome. I love that guy.
Yeah. So he's not
from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, so he's not a comedic character in this show, but you know, you always got a little comedy. Yeah,
I'm there for it though.
Yeah, and I think Nick Offerman actually, he was in one of the seasons of Fargo too, and he's also really good in that. So he's a really good dramatic actor, not just comedy. And so there's a lot of mystery. I don't want to give up too much because this is one of those shows that there's a lot of spoilers. So if you hear anyone talking about Devs, just cover your ears, except for right now. So it explores like free will and determinism and how Silicon Valley, what's going on right now with Silicon Valley. It's like, even there's a shout out to Kamala Harris, I believe in the show, because there's like the senator from California, who's this black lady, comes to visit Devs to see like what's going on here, you know, and she kind of looks like Kamala Harris, and she's the senator from California. So it is a show that I think, John, you have to watch it, because
For sure, this one is on top of my list. It checks off all the boxes.
For real this time, you gotta watch it.
I will. I mean, it seems like a show that I'd be really into, like in terms of like thought provoking and just kind of dark, and I mean, I'm into that kind of stuff, sci-fi.
It's totally thought provoking. It's totally like, if you watch this show, it'll keep you up at night thinking about the meaning of life and what the hell is going on right now in the world. And so that is my number one show, is Devs. And also, I have some honorable mentions, but I want to hear, do you have any honorable mentions that didn't make
for it? For sure. Up? So honestly, giving us top three was kind of difficult because we had so many other picks, but these are ones that we thought deserved to be up there, but we just couldn't, fit them up there, but we just felt like we had to mention it. For me, yeah, I have two honorable mentions. How about you, Danny?
Yeah, I got a couple.
All right, so I'll go into mine first then. For me, if you're looking for a show to binge watch and have Netflix, I recommend the new reboot for Queer Eye. I think it's on season 3 now, but the show is really good. They really seek to change out people's lives, and it is very, it does tug at your heartstrings. I think each of the people that are the supposed experts, they do a pretty good job overall. And, you do see people go through a life-changing experience through the show. And, obviously some things are less effective than others, but overall, I think the series is very effective. And I did enjoy it, and I think that it is worth mentioning, and people should check it out. And besides that, if you also have Netflix, there's another show. It's Crash Landing Into You. It's a Korean drama, and Korean dramas are really good with,
I don't know. You tell me. Is it like Parasite at all? Is there like, because I love that movie.
Oh, no, it's nothing like Parasite. It's basically a love story. But, okay, yeah. Each episode, the cliffhanger is amazing. Like, if you watch the first episode, you'll be watching the entire thing. Like, just binge watching it for sure. Just because they mastered the cliffhanger in that show. And if you watch...
I love a good cliffhanger.
Oh, but not the way they do things, because they're really insidious the way they do the cliffhanger, because you're like, man, I just want to sleep right now, but you're doing a cliffhanger now?
Well, that's why it's a perfect quarantine show. You don't need to.
Yeah, it really is. They are masters of it, because you will drop everything else you have to do and watch it. It is really great, though, because, the situation that the people are in, it seems like it could be plausible. And the characters are really well thought out. They're really funny. And you do grow to love them, all the characters, even the small side characters as well. So it's a high recommend. The ending is a little bit less successful than I would have liked it to have been. But just because the characters are so well thought out, it's still worth the journey. So I would definitely still recommend it as a watch. So those are my honorable mentions. How about you, Danny?
So for me, I got a couple. So number one, Dark. Dark is a show on Netflix. It's a German show. So it's a German science fiction thriller. And you're going to have to read some subtitles here. And I know not everyone likes that. But trust me, it's worth it. Dark, it premiered in 2017. I've only seen the first season. Now there's been 3 seasons. I heard the second and third get super confusing. It's one of those shows like Game of Thrones where you got to keep track of what character is where and what's going on kind of thing. But it is a time travel show. It's like Stranger Things, but more serious, more adult. And it's definitely something that I would recommend. Season one was like Devs, in that it blew my mind and it just kept me like thinking about it and like deep diving into like the show. So Dark, I would definitely recommend. And then the other one is that show that I think most people have already watched. It's on HBO, but if you haven't, Succession. Succession is really good. I saw that there's been 2 seasons so far. Both seasons, it just gets better as you go. Like some people, they quit after the first few episodes. They're like, this is like too much like, I don't know, the Trump family or like I know Schitt's Creek also is like a rich family, right?
Yeah, but, rich family that's fallen on hard times.
Right. So there, I guess there's hard times here, but it's more like the relationships, the issues, and then between the siblings, who's going to take over the family business, and like.
Seems a bit like Arrested Development almost in terms.
Yeah, of- it's got some Arrested Development, but of course a lot more serious than Arrested Development, but still a lot of really funny scenes, a lot of great comedy. So Succession, check it out, guys, if you haven't seen it.
Awesome. Is that all your honorable mentions?
Those are my honorable mentions. Yeah, those. I think that's more than enough. Those five that I've given out. My list is obviously much better than John Chen's, so check out mine.
I didn't know there was a competition. But anyways, I think he's very wrong, but I do support some of his choices, though.
It's always a competition, man. It's always a competition.
All right. I don't know about that. But anyways, definitely check out our recommendations. I mean, mine are better, but definitely check them out. I will say that, you know, anyone from the list, just check it out, and I think you will be pleasantly surprised.
And let us know what you think, right? At LP2SP, is that our social? Give them all the social.
So our website is LP2SP. We will have videos coming up on YouTube as well, on our YouTube site. But all of our podcasts can be found at LP2SP, and our Instagram at LP2SP also.
And LP2SP, that's large popcorn and two slushies, not Slurpees, right?
Slushies, please.
Slushies, please. Okay. Because I'm a Slurpee guy, but I understand slushie is more international, so.
I don't know. Who knows at this point?
But I'm more icy, but okay.
Yeah. But
we'll go slushies.
That's the name we went with, and that's where you will find us at. And we have many more updates coming up, many more episodes. Definitely check us out, because we have definitely some exciting things, including merch coming. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. So, that is it for episode 6, I believe. Check us out. We will have episode coming soon, episode 7. But thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back soon.
Thank you.
Oh, crap, I forgot to record.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.